you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, after a wave of ethics scandals at the LA City Council, a council committee has approved ethics reforms. We'll hop on board a bus tour of LA health centers aimed at making sure black mothers deliver babies complication-free. And there's now free Wi-Fi for much of Huntington Park, part of a statewide effort to close the digital divide that keeps some Californians offline. It's Friday, April 19th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. You know the LA City Council's recent unsavory ethics history, a gigantic federal corruption scandal that sent two former members to prison, another scandal that forced a longtime politician off the council after a conviction in a case involving crimes in county government, and a current member targeted by local prosecutors. Oh, and then the infamous recording of three members sharing racist insults as they planned how to increase their power. Time for LA City Ethics Reform. The City Council's Eunices Hernandez says, you bet.
Well, we've seen in the last several years at the city, there's a need for accountability, especially for legislators. And so it's important that we create a strong system of accountability for ourselves.
So here's what a special council committee has now approved, adding two more members to the five-member City Ethics Commission, tripling the fine the commission can impose for an ethics violation from $5,000 to $15,000, and giving the commission the power to bypass the city council and put its own ethics reforms onto the city ballot. Those proposals now come before the full LA City Council. Should it sign off, they will go to the LA City ballot in November for voter approval. You've heard LA's senior reporter Nick Gerdep tell you about how Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe voted to award millions of dollars in pandemic relief money to a nonprofit group, but without revealing his daughter had a leadership role with that group. Well, this week, the state Senate's Local Government Committee approved a bill to ban public officials from voting on government contracts that benefit their relatives. Irvine Democratic State Senator Dave Minn introduced SB 1111 back in February after Nick Gerdep's reporting. That bill now moves to the Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments for another hearing. Now back to the LA City Council for a moment. The council voted unanimously today to subsidize rents at Chinatown's Hillside Villa Apartments. We get details from LAist reporter Robert Garova.
Originally built as affordable housing in the 80s with loans from the city, Hillside Villa had its affordability covenant expire in 2019, and rent skyrocketed for many low-income families living there. The owner will now get $15 million in city money to subsidize a number of units. Tenants got a six-month extension to pay back owed rent, but many say they won't be able to afford the monthly installments. Councilmember Eunices Hernandez introduced a separate motion for an emergency rental assistance program for tenants who can't make those payments. I'm Robert Garova.
Coming up, we'll hop on board a bus tour of LA health centers aimed at making sure black mothers deliver their newborns without complications.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
The Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Black mothers and their babies are more likely to face pregnancy-related complications. Well, prenatal care can help, so can doctors listening closely to what their patients tell them. There's a bus tour for black parents in Los Angeles that aims to make sure both happen. LAist reporter Ellie Yu hopped on board.
Last year, 31-year-old April Valentine died while giving birth to her daughter at Centinela Hospital in Inglewood. The hospital closed its maternity ward soon after a state investigation. Gabrielle Brown with Black Women for Wellness says now many moms in the area have to travel farther for care.
So that really, is a barrier and an obstacle for our Black mamas who are already experiencing health disparities at the highest rate.
Through the tour, she wants to introduce moms to other ways of giving birth, like at a birthing center or with a doula, and to learn about self-advocacy. For LAist 89.3, I'm Ellie Yu.
LA Metro's planning committee has signed off on the environmental impact report for the Southeast Gateway Line. That's the light rail line that'll run from Artesia to Huntington Park, then to Bell, Southgate, and eventually to downtown LA. There's no light rail commuter option for those cities right now. Once the full Metro board gives its okay, which could come Thursday, the necessary design and engineering work can get going. But don't line up to buy passes quite yet. The Southeast Gateway Line won't start running until 2035. And that's if all goes as planned, and of course, often it doesn't. Huntington Park now has free internet, at least part of the city does. LA's digital equity reporter Norena Moreno says it's one more step in a statewide effort to close California's digital divide.
Free Wi-Fi is now available at all city parks and in neighborhoods on the west side of Huntington Park. Officials say the service will soon be extended citywide, but did not provide a timeline. The program comes in response to the COVID-19 pandemic that highlighted the city's digital divide. That's the gap between people who have access to modern technology and those who don't. In Huntington Park, 12% of households lack broadband. It recently applied for $25.4 million in federal grant money to connect more homes and businesses. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nereida Moreno.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen this weekend when Julia Paskin brings you the LA Report. Oh, and we'll have a booth at the LA Times Festival of Books this weekend. Stop by and say hi. We'll also broadcast live from the festival tomorrow afternoon at 1. The LA Report is produced by Nate Perez, Libby Rainey, and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. We have more about today's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.